This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today is August 21, 2008. I must say I'm more aware than ever how rare it is to find someone that would really wants to hear the truth. Someone that's really has an open heart, open ears to hear what the Spirit is saying today. You know, and Jesus talked about this. He admonished, take heed to what level you hear. With the same measure you give, it shall be given to you. This is in Mark chapter 4. I'm paraphrasing. In other words, if you want to receive from God, if you want to receive from merciful God, even though you're not seeking Him, you better be open. You better be pliable, someone that's open to truth, instead of closing your ears, closing your heart. And there's people actually that harden the neck and turn from God. And comes about where in a people, a culture, you're religious or non, it becomes where truth has perished from the land. And I believe this is where we're at today. For decades, God has been having voices declare His call to return to Him, to seek Him, to love Him. Because unto whom much is given, much is required. And there's no way anyone can deny that God had blessed this country, that this country has been given much. There's no greater country in all time that we know of that was elevated to such a high degree, such wealth, such peace, such prosperity and prominence as the United States of America. But for the most part, this nation has forsook its God, walked away from the principles of the Lord, the love of God, and love for people. There's an image, there's a facade that this nation has. But for the most part, it's a false facade. It's a hypocrisy. And God has said in Isaiah 10, woe to the hypocritical nation that by laws makes wicked things legal. And that's what this country has done. This country, you find someone that wants to talk to you and hear that the political leaders in the United States of America have sold them out, or following an agenda of a few select elitist group that are hidden behind the scenes, that are wealthy, that are involved in the occult, that are involved with philosophical ideas that call for an elite group like Nazi Germany had, a special race, a special people that exercise lordship and dominion over the people, and the people become slaves, if not murdered altogether. People don't want to hear that. Yet the evidence amounts and surmounts about the atrocities that are done in this country by its political leaders. And fear tactics are used to keep this thing going. If you are a political leader, there's a lot of pressure for you to go along with the system. Try to find someone that wants to hear that there's an apostasy today. Try to tell people that the famous spiritual leaders are actually whitewashed tombs, or that they have forsaken the Lord, and that they have joined themselves to be on a prestigious platform with politicians and the wealthy. They actually, nowadays, they don't want to offend anybody. So they've lost their salt. They've lost their power. They've lost the glory of the Lord. And they actually seek to appease and appeal to the world, thus offending God, because God is holy. And without holiness, no one will see the Lord. People want to hear about that? No. It doesn't even matter that these leaders, these false spiritual leaders, that don't lead the people into repentance to seek the Lord, and have forsaken the primary call of a spiritual leader is to prepare them for the coming of the Lord, that they would mature in Christ. They're actually using false religious systems, practices, and beliefs now. And even New Age authors are cited in their books. People want to talk about that? The answer is no. People want to talk about how the culture of the United States has been demoralized. The morals of this country have eroded. Even the young girls, young ladies that used to, in the ancient days, they used to look forward to getting married and having a family. They forsook that and chose to work rather than work at home and raise a family and have a loving husband. that became outdated, outmoded. People didn't want that. And even from the time a little girl is young and should be innocent, they dress as harlots and have become harlots, sleeping with whoever they may, whoever they want, for whatever they want. And the young men sleep with harlots. People want to talk about it? No. I believe the Lord is saying today, encouraging my heart, this, that son, if they won't hear you, they will hear from me. And that's why I sound the alarm, because God is going to make his wrath known, his indignation, and he will smite this nation. He will strike it with a blow so severe, it'll ripple across the world. And I pray that other nations learn from the erring way of this nation, United States of America. I pray that you listen to the voice of the Lord, that you seek his face. And it doesn't matter if the multitudes go astray. I pray that you be one that is an example of a believer in faith, in love, in purity. Be an example of the Lord Jesus Christ in this age as a shining light, because darkness is coming. It's here, and it's rolling upon the land. The people are oblivious to it. It disturbs me that the people have shut their ears like they have. There's nothing you can do. Nothing you can do. We can't make people listen. We can't make them repent. I was reading a chapter today that spoke a lot to me. It's from chapter 10 of Mark. And I'd like to read this to you. One day Jesus was talking with the religious system, and they were tempting him about marriage and divorce. But then a little child came up. Little children came up to Jesus, and his disciples were trying to keep the children away from Jesus. And he goes, No. Let the children come unto me. This is in verse 13. It says, they brought young children to him that he should touch them, and his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw, he was much displeased, and said unto them, allow the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. This is so important, this whole scenario that was taking place. Here's Jesus butting heads with the religious. They were playing games and trying to tantalize him, and Jesus is trying to tell the truth and express the truth, but they didn't want to hear it. And these little kids come up to Jesus. And Jesus uses that as a spiritual parable to us, a picture. Unless we're like children, we'll not enter into the kingdom of God, every one of us. Listen, I'm going to read it again. Verily I say unto you, whoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. Now, it's so amazing in this context of Jesus talking about the little child, for such is the kingdom of God, that this man comes running up to Jesus and falls on his knees and is worshiping at Jesus' feet and saying, good master, what must I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus says, you know about the commandments. Don't commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor your father and your mother. And the man answered and said, master, all these I've observed from my youth. Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, one thing you lack. Go your way, sell whatever you have, and give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross and follow me. You know, the amazing response that this man had. It says at this saying, he was very sad and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. And Jesus looked round about and said unto his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answered again and said unto him, children, remember, Jesus is holding these little kids in his arms and blessing them. And this whole thing is this wonderful story, illustration, and truth to the little kids. Children, how hard it is for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. You know, I don't know whether the eye of the needle was a place and a camel going through that location there in Jerusalem, or whether Jesus is talking about threading a rope through an eye of a needle. I'm not certain, but either way, Jesus is making it very clear that it's very difficult for a rich man that trusts in his riches to enter the kingdom of God. And he's telling us, as little children, to beware of that. You know, there's different things that keep people out of eternal life. It might be adultery. It might be hatred, murder. It might be stealing. It might be being thief-oriented, lying about others, defrauding people, ripping them off, not honoring your parents, as Jesus cited earlier. Or it could be that you love something so much other than God himself, and it keeps you out. Is it really worth loving things that perish? We're to warn the rich that they not trust in those riches, because men that covet for their riches, they actually pierce themselves through with many sorrows trying to get the riches. There's rich men right now that are so covetous and so full of self-love that they'll do anything. They actually are sons of Satan. And they're manipulating the world scene right now. Manipulating governments, politicians. They'll manipulate wars and corporations into a catastrophic end where they'll literally appoint an antichrist as a world leader that'll oppose Jesus Christ. And they'll fail. The good news here in Revelation 6:15, it talks about the time of the end. The kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman and every freeman hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? See, the truth is, whether people want to hear it or not, his little children that love him are listening, whether a grown man, a grown woman, rich or poor, it doesn't matter. But if you've humbled yourself, repented, and believed on the Lord Jesus Christ as a little child and listening to his voice, you understand that this eternal kingdom of God is coming soon and at hand. And these men, these wicked men that have conspired against the Almighty God, they will be defeated and crushed. In Luke 13, Jesus was talking about the need for repentance. In verse 1, there were present at that season some that told him of Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answered and said unto them, suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans, because they endured such things? I tell you, no, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Or those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and slew them, think you that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. It's so easy to point out evil, evil there, wicked there. But unless we all repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, we'll all perish. But we can repent right now and find his life.